Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday Night AYBY Motivational Radio Show, and each week we bring on various guests to help you as an AYBY representative take your AYBY business to the next level. If you haven't done so already, I'm going to ask you to like our Facebook page and also to invite members of the upline and downline or people who think they want to become an AYBY representative to listen to our show every Monday and also to like our Facebook page as well. If you've been following the show, you know that the first Monday of the month is when I talk about skincare, selling AYBY products to the skincare professional. The second Monday of the month, we have myself, Galen Clark, and Ellen Edwards, and we talk about a roundtable discussion. We take different topics and we discuss that. And then on the third week is myself and Sashi. We talk about the business opportunity, and that's a great show to watch and to invite people who you think want to become, you know, take the business to the next level by recruiting, and also people who you want to recruit. And then the fourth Monday of the month is when we have Galen and we talk about skincare. And so we have Galen on now, and so let's talk about skincare. Hi, Galen.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Okay, I'm a little tired, but what can you do, you know? What have you been up to?
I hear you. So I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's coming out from the from a weekend, a busy weekend, a lot of people with family. I had a good weekend, so I'm
good.
Ready, and I can't wait to share some information. So, what I figured I would do today evening, and I apologize because I had some surgery done in my mouth, so
okay.
I might be talking a little slow, but I'm here. I'm here. I'm committed, so I'm here.
Okay.
So, did this weekend was I was with family, and a couple family members went to go out shopping, and so we went out. And I don't usually go to the stores, especially like on a Saturday, but we went out to the stores, and I won't say the name of the store, but it was a pretty famous store that sells clothing and cosmetics and things like that. And I wanted an idea of what was it like if I went through that department and just see what was out there. Because I think it's really good that we take and look at the competition, see what they have, you know? So I decided that was one of the things I was going to try and do. So that's what I did. So while they went shopping for Easter dresses for the kids and whatever, I went through the skincare and cosmetic counters and checked it out. And I have to tell you, I think that it's something that everybody should just try, just to see what's out there for the competition, because I was, like, blown away. I thought that it was bad in the past where they start, you know, as soon as you get into a department, they start talking to you, they want to try things on you, they want to, well, I'll tell you something, it's like that, like, in tenfolds. I didn't even built that way, but it is. And I let one of the young ladies talk to me, and she's like, oh, you know, your skin. She says, you know, you have good skin, but there's always the but. And what she did was I started breaking out a little bit under one of my eyes, and I was putting some cream on it, and she noticed that right away, and she says, I see you breaking out right here. Let me show you something. And so I wanted to see what she was going to do and how she was going to present her products and what she was going to do. So, number one, she saw a flaw, and she mentioned it and said she thinks she has a solution for it. So I was like, okay, that's not me. I would not be going up to people that I don't know and say, you know, I see you got something over there on your skin. What is that you're breaking out? What are you using? But I'm just following and trying to see what they do and how they do it out there. And this was a very well-known line, skincare line, very well-known. So she sat down, she started talking about my skin, what type of skin I had, and they had a chart out which shows, like, which we have online, which is shows your face, mm-hmm. or and she asked mm-hmm. the questions that was on her chart, which we have online, too, for our customers to ask the questions, what type of skincare, is the skin dry, you know, mm-hmm. do we have a change of season right now, what do you think, all the mm-hmm. questions. So I answered all the questions. It wasn't long. I thought it was going to take long. She said, no, not too much longer. She had the questions. And then she did an astringent, take my skin, my what I had on my face off. And I was not, I did not want anything placed on my skin, so she did it on my hand. So she had me check it out. She had me touch it and feel it and show me how it looked and how it helped mm-hmm. to reduce the wrinkles. Now, between you and I, Pat, we know there's no product that you can use in like a minute and all of a sudden your wrinkles are just off your hand. I mean, between you and I, she was convincing me that, oh, look at this. You see how the lines, you don't see the line. I was just like, oh, yeah, I see that. But I just wanted to tell you what's out there and what people say. And they can actually think that they can convince you that you don't see the lines anymore. But Pat can tell you, and I can tell you, there is no product out there that you can put on, and in 1 minute, the wrinkles have gone and disappeared. I don't care how much money you want to spend, but I'm telling you right now, there is no product out there that does that. But she was convincing me that there was. So I let her talk, you know, and she had a good personality. She was friendly. And then she took that off, and she put some other cream on, and then she put something on, and I said, oh, what is that? She says, oh, it's a vitamin C cream. And I was like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I said, vitamin C cream. I heard so much about the vitamin C cream. She's cream. She says, yeah, oh, this is the best. And so she put it on, and, you know, it did feel really good. It did. So I said, well, okay. So when she finished, she said, well, this is what we used. And she did a total. The total came up to $350. And that was five products. That's all. And the products were not big. They would look like 30-day supply. And you want to get a free, I was going to be lucky enough to get a little bag to put everything in that I could zip open. That was a little spring bag that looked like a, I could get that at any dollar store, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't a big deal. But I'm saying this to prove a point, that here it was, I let this woman talk to me, and I wanted to see what's out there, and I was going to get 4 to 5 products. I spent over $300 for that, and it was going to last me probably a month for products that I know that has possibly the same ingredients for that I sell. So I'm like, wow, like, I have a good thing going. And if I have a good thing going, I got to tell all my friends about this. So I was telling, when we got back together, she gives me my printout. I told her I'd have to think about it. I'll come back. She's like, well, don't take too long. It's just this weekend for the Easter weekend. And I was like, okay, thank you so much. She gave me a bunch of samples to take home and try. And I said to myself, what's different than what she's doing than what I do with my clients and customers, or what you do with your client and customers? Is that she talks to more people because they come into the store near her or around her. That's the only difference. Now, everybody knows, if you're a representative in Campaign 10, we talk about the vitamin C line that we have. And I am telling you right now, our vitamin C line, even if you bought the whole line, she didn't even have it. I asked her, do you have like a lip, lipstick for like vitamin C for your lips? Because I said, I'd love to have that for the summer. She said, that's a good idea. I said, no, we don't. But we do have, and she pulled out something else, and I think it was like $45. And I was like, no, a cream that I would put on my lips. And I was like, no, I wasn't interested in that. We have a vitamin C lipstick on your lips, and it's vitamin C.
Right.
So I'm like, we have that. And she didn't even have that. So, but she tried talking me into buying something else that wasn't what I wanted. So I'm just trying to say, one of the key things out there, if you're there, it's got Mother's Day coming up, I'm telling you, number one, you got to talk to more people. The only thing, reason difference between her and me is that she talks to more people. She talks to more people because they come into the store, and she grabs them as soon as they come in the store. Now, you have an online store. I have an online store. Pat has an online store. Our store may not be a physical store, but it's an online store. Why are we not having more people go to our online store, not send them to our store? Because you know what's going to happen. You send them to the store, things come up. They're never going to finish their purchase and all. You got to take them to your store. You got to bring them to your store. You've got to make it so they want to go into your store. And I'm telling you right now, this line, and I'm telling you, it's a top line, and I will not criticize any other product out there, because if it's out there and they're making money because it's billions and billions of dollars, I just look at it to see, I want to know what my competition is doing. What can I do to bring in, I mean, if they're bringing in billions and billions and she's just one representative of that company, or there was two of them there at the time, and they were busy. I'm telling you, like one person, I get up, someone else would got in that chair. I got up, there were people hanging around. They were bringing people over. So maybe in the half hour that I was there, I saw about maybe nine people come over to the to the set of two chairs that they talked on. And do you know, out of those nine people, I saw seven buying the product lines that they said and walking out. And when I looked at their skin, I'm like, skin looks good. But, like, they were just happened to be there, and no one talked to them. Maybe their friends, maybe their family members that could knew about skincare, but they walked in the store, and someone spoke to them, someone talked to them, and someone sold them. So I'm just putting it out there that one of the main key things is you've got to talk to more people. If you were this weekend and you were with family members, you were with friends, did you tell them what you do? When they said, oh, your skin looks great, or, you know, if they start talking about shopping or something like that, did you mention anything? Did you mention about the new vitamin C? Did you mention about the new line that Avon has coming out? Did you say anything about, you know what, I was breaking out over here and I started using this skincare product and it has been amazing? If you don't want to even tell them that it's Avon, because I'll be honest with you, Pat, a lot of people are like, Avon's still around?
Yeah.
Till today, there are people that say that.
Yeah.
So I don't
they
think
sure
there's enough
do.
People talking about the Avon line. So you can have that book, and that book has a lot of different things in it, but let's be real. Let's keep it real. The reason, and if you are an Avon representative and you want to make money, it's not the clothing line. It's not the makeup line. What's making you money is the repeat customers for the skincare line. And I'm talking about whether it's for your face or your body, because our skin is just not our face, too. Avon has that water lily. I ordered that. That's amazing. The skincare for your skin. Yeah, we're coming from spring, going to summer. People's skin are, like, screwed up with this winter, at least in the East Coast. I know it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. People are talking about using different skincares. Let me tell you, even when they were talking to me about the facial and the skincare for the face, they had people buying products and stuff for Easter just to take and say, like, okay, if I'm visiting someone's house for Easter, let me take and bring over something for the bathroom, a lotion or a hand cream or something like that. People are doing that. Are you doing that with your customers and with your family members? Me, I bought over the antibacterial soap and the lotion to my cousin's house. I brought it over and I said, can I put this in your bathroom? She's like, that's really nice. And I know what smells she likes. She loves vanilla. I got her the vanilla one, and she's like, wow, this is Avon? I'm telling you, because she's like, I didn't even know Avon had that. So, of course, I pulled out my book I had, and I said, yeah. And while we were sitting around and food was waiting to be cooked, we started talking about the Avon products, and I got a couple of orders. I'm just saying that if you're not talking about your store, if you, and also, besides that, I had them all pull out their phones. I mean, you know, and I'm like, okay, pull out your phones. Let me get your information right now. And I went right in and added them into my store so that they can know what's the latest and greatest that's coming out and what's on sale. And they're like, I didn't even know Aaron had this stuff. That's what I got. So I'm sharing with you right now that you know it's the skincare. We know that we have Mother's Day coming up. That's the other thing, too. I was showing them bundles for Mother's Day, and they were shocked at the price. They're like, I can't believe the price for this. And I'm like, yeah. Mm. And they're like, this is a good deal. So if you're not out there showing them your store, if you're not out there sharing what you do, and not only that, I told my, was talking to one of my cousin's neighbors that came in who didn't know Aaron was still around. And I said, you know what, you can start placing some orders here. And she's like, I said, and you can even become a rep so that your stuff is paid for. Like, really? I was like, yeah. So I'm, I have a talk with her after this call tonight to talk to her more about that and about the order. So I'm just saying, Pat, if you don't talk about it, like, just like, I'm just looking at these people that came into the store, this pretty well-known store, famous store, and how many people they brought over to their section in the store, and they just saw more people. The difference between them and us is they see more people. That's my first thing I'm trying to tell you. You have, with Mother's Day, also with the Bud Guard. Do you know that if you look on any type of bug, I want to say that gets applied, any type of bug, I'm trying to get the right terminology because I looked at this before I got online. I want to know what were the top companies that support bug type sprays or anything like that. Trying to get the right terminology for it. But that any type of spray that gets in contact with the skin. And do you know that Aaron is still one of the top companies that deals with that? I'm trying to get the exact terminology that they use, but it's called Global Body Worn Insect Johnson. Their Johnson products, Avon products, 3M, Tender. These are all companies that are the top companies that support skincare, any type of spray or oil or cream. Or anything that gets put on the skin for insect repellent. And Aaron is still one of the top. So that's another thing. You know, when we were sitting there, when I was sitting around talking with my cousin all, I said, I'm sure you guys all have it, because some of them were going on vacations. And I said, I'm sure you guys all have your bug guard all. And they said, bug guard? I said, yeah, what do you use for bugs? You're going to Jamaica. And you're going, I said, oh, you're going to So I have a friend of mine going to Mexico. Said, yeah, what are you using for bug guard, for bugs? And they're like, wow, I have a spray. And she, my cousin comes out and she says, oh, this is from last year. Oh, it's expired. Oh, I better order some bug guard. So I'm just saying, if you're not talking about it, they don't remember it. And do you think they, you know when they're going to remember? When they're running to the store to get the last-minute things at CVS or at Walgreens, and they're like, oh, wait a second, I need stuff for the bug. And they're going to go to that section and spend $10, $15 on that stuff. That's not the bug guard that you have. And then they're going to say, oh, darn, that's right, I didn't order it. So you have to remember that and talk to people that are on vacation. If you go onto your Facebook page, if you go onto your wherever, and you're trying to say, like, oh, who's going on vacation? Who's going away? Who's who can I talk to and saying, like, oh, are you all prepared? You know, did you get your package together, which you have to pack in your bag? You know, be that person that's the go-to person that they say, oh, yeah, that's right. I have to call you. Oh, yeah. Wait, Pat, that's right. Pat, do you have, you know, because I'm getting ready to go away. Or Pat calls and says, you know, I know you go, or text a message. I know you're going away soon. You got your skincare stuff together, what do you need? You know, so you can ask the questions. Do you have your bug guard together? you want to be that go-to person that people go to and say, like, yeah, you know what, I do need that. You don't want to wait for them to go to the store, because when they go to the store, they're in other people's store. They're not going to remember your store.
No.
They're only going to remember your store when you put your store in their face. So that's a big, big aha thing I got. And I have to share this other story with you. So I have a coworker, and she's one of my top seller, top. She buys the top, skincare line. She buys the skincare line. Her face looks amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. But what happened? Her daughter from California came to visit her, and she had been out sick. She came back to work. In my phone, when you go and look into your customers, you know when their skincare, they're about to buy it, they need the new line, or they know that you should be able to tell, okay, it's been 2 months. I know they need to order. You know, if they're not on repetitive order, you know right away that you should be calling them and saying, listen, how's that working for you? You want to try something else, or is that what you need to do that? If you're not doing that, you're leaving it up to them. This is what can happen. So her daughter comes visiting from California. Mom, how are you doing? You know, and she spends, you know, mom and daughter time together. And the daughter says, oh, mom, you know, what are you using on your skin? And she's like, you know, they're talking. Now, I don't know any of this that's going on. So next thing I know, this is my coworker, and I'm telling you, I've known her for like maybe 10, 15 years. She comes in. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, she hadn't been in for a while. I said, oh, I said, you know, I haven't got the chance to talk to you. I haven't seen that you, what do you want to place an order for? Do you want to try this? Do you want to try this, that? Or, you know, I'm talking to her now, but I should have talked to her last month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but she was out, and I didn't go back in to do the follow-up. That's why everything is saying keys in the follow-up. So she says, well, I'm going to hold off for right now. I want to hold off right now. So those are like, hold off right now. Those are not good words. Those are words that tell me, well, why does she want to hold off? So I'm saying, so what's up? Is everything all right? And she says, no, yeah, everything's all right. It's just my daughter, she's here for the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to see a doctor with her. She wants to see, because I started breaking out over here. And she showed me her face, and I saw where she wears glasses. Under her glasses, she bought these new glasses, and the glasses have left marks under her eyes, you know, where the glasses were sitting, because the glasses were sitting on her face. So I said, I think the glasses are not right. They shouldn't be sitting on your face like that. And she's a very thin person. She says, I know. That's what I said to my daughter, too. But she said, you know, we're going to go to the dermatologist. I said, okay. So I have to check something else out, too. Well, that was on a Thursday. She came in on a Monday. Her face was totally red and blotchy. And I said,
wow.
First thing, I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? I said, what happened? What's wrong? She's like, oh, I don't even want to tell you. I said, what's wrong? She says, oh, my daughter talked me into this procedure where they scraped the skin layer off my face. And she said, I won't even tell you how much this costs, and this is what happens, and then it gets better later on, and blah, blah, blah. She's talking. Now, I'm telling you right now, this woman had nothing wrong with her face except under her eyes where her glasses was sitting on her face, which the doctor told her not to wear the glasses anymore because whatever the material in the glasses, it's causing the infection that was under her eye. That's what she went in for. And she came out with getting a dermal whatever. She spent $900 on this procedure. And her face was excuse me?
Dermabrasion? Michael Dermabrasion?
She had a dermal break. Yep. She had that, and she had something else done. I think she has some sort of like a skin lesion thing removed also. But $900 for this whole thing, and it took 2 weeks before her face came back to looking like decent. Now that her face came back, guess what the doctor has now prescribed? His line of skincare. His line of skincare. So, of course, she says to me, I'm so sorry, but, you know, I spent all this money with this doctor. Now I'm so I said, well, can I just ask a question? How much is the skincare? $1,200. $1,200. He's one of the top dermatologists in the city. And her daughter said that she'll help her split the bill for it. So far, she has paid over $2,000, and I'm telling you, there was nothing wrong with her face. So
wow.
I'm letting you know that people can be talked in to just about anything if they feel that there's a problem, and it has nothing to do with anything but people speak to people. Now, I know for a fact, because I know this woman very well, she totally regrets this whole thing now, because that was $1,200 that now she's using a skincare. I don't know how, she says it's a 3-month supply. What do you think is going to happen after the 3 months is over? I'm hoping that she comes back to me, but I have to leave it alone right now. She's not happy with it. She doesn't feel like she looked better. And everybody at work says, Linda, your face looked great. Why didn't you do any of this? You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like saying to myself, maybe she'll say like, you know, I was using something that was fine. And like, look what happened. I'm spending more money. And now that her daughter is back on the West Coast, and now she's left with the bill, you know, I'm hoping that I will get her back as a client. But I'm trying, as a client and as a customer. But I'm just telling you right now, there's so much stuff out there that's out there that people can use.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now that I truly, you have to have total belief that I don't think everything is for everyone. I truly believe that. But I'm telling you right now, I use the Avon skincare product because I believe in it and I know it works. It works on my face, but it only works if you use it. And you can only sell it to other people if you tell them about it and you let them see what it does to you. And I'm not talking about going and posting on social media a picture of it saying, oh, for Mother's Day, this is on sale. No, post your face mask on. Post, you know, like a before and after. This is what my face looked like before. Look at it now. I am so happy that I'm finally getting my regimen down. Something that proves that you're doing something so people can ask the question, oh, well, so what are you using? You know? But I just had to share those two stories because, I mean, one was like it was an eye-opening me at the store, really was, and the fact that I was able to get orders. I just got to continue to talk to more people. I've got to talk
to more
people about what I'm doing. If you don't talk to more people, you cannot get more customers. If you think you're going to sit down and send that the thing that Avon has out there onto social media, onto Instagram or to, you know, where your friends are, Facebook, and people are going to come, take a look and see how good that's doing for other people. Take a look, because you'll find out most people who like it are other representatives. You have to show them that you're using the product. You got to keep them interested in the product. You've got to win their birthday. People who have birthdays, you know, and if you want to see someone who has a birthday and you say, happy birthday to you, and, you know, I'd like to give you a gift card to my store. And I'm talking that you've got to become creative on how to bring the people into your store. But
I'm telling you right now,
if you're going to sit back and if you're just going to post pictures and you're not going to tell anybody, you're going to be the secret Avon representative that nobody knows about, and you don't have to be the loud Avon representative that everybody knows about and nobody's buying from, but you've got to have an action plan on how to market yourself, and you've got to talk to more people. That's the bottom line.
Talk
to more people.
Absolutely.
Pat, what do you think?
100%. You can't be the best well-kept secret in town.
That's right. That is right. I totally agree. And right now with the bug guard, you should be talking to camps in your area. If you have children, they go to camp. If they go to any type of function, if they're part of the Girl Scouts, if they're on a swimming team, if they're basketball, baseball, softball, a gym. I don't care where. You should be talking about, listen, let's have a fundraiser. This stuff really works. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows. It's been around how long? You should be talking about that and trying to do something to help your community and also help you with your sales. So, I mean, I'll end on that note. And, Pat, I had an eye-opener skincare stuff, and I'm like, wow, like, we got that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we sure do. And take advantage of
yep.
it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Julie, thank you so much. We won't have a show the next 2 weeks because I'm traveling, but we'll meet again on the
13th.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
yeah.
been a, have a great trip. Have a great trip and enjoy.
Thank you.
And thank mm-hmm. and I thank everybody who's on who comes on your call because Pat, I have to give Pat a lot of credit. She totally shares this information so to help representatives out there to do better and do good. So if you're not listening to mm-hmm. all her shows or liking her on Facebook, are you on Instagram too, Pat?
Oh no, I just do Facebook. Mm-hmm.
I like her on Facebook. You know, I tell her, you know, thank you for the show because she's doing this and she's doing this to help everybody, even if you're not on her team, to do better with your business. So thank you, Pat.
Mm-hmm. You're quite welcome. Okay. With that, Gil, have a great week and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Thank you.